Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Rolling merrily and sailing smoothly on a beautiful summer day here into the second hour of WEEI Afternoons. And as Adam Jones likes to say, you got Fitzy, you got the ball game, and you got Big Ted. Ted Johnson joins the party. How we doing, Teddy?
Hey, boys, how
What's
we
up,
doing?
Teddy?
Doing good. Good to see everybody.
Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, same to you, my friend.
Dressed very summery. I see some flip-flops. I see shorts. Kind of have to.
I went with the shorts, and I'm going with the flip-flops to work. Sometimes I don't like to wear flip-flops to work. I try to, present myself in a professional way, but it's too damn hot, and screw it. No one's here on Fridays anyway, usually.
That's true.
Yeah, you know what you don't need, Ted? You don't need any foot butter building up.
So. No, the foot butter. That would be bad, buddy. No doubt, Fitzy.
No, we do not need that indeed. Good choice, my friend. All right, and also a good choice by you, listeners and viewers. You can watch us at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or we are on YouTube as well, and you know the socials, at WEEI Afternoons. And you know, once we hit the 3 o'clock hour, that it's time for the three-point stance.
319!
318!
318!
318! Yeah, there we go!
What's that?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and it's brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you fought the tar and the tar won, you got to get Glassman.
Nice.
You can do that by calling all sevens, Nick Fitzy Stevens, at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have two hosts and myself, each of whom will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we will open up for discussion on each and every one. Our order for today is Nick Fitzy Stevens, then myself, Dan Ball, and then Ted Johnson. Fitzy, you will lead us off. Are you ready, my friend?
Yes, my favorite text yesterday shaming me for my scooter accident was, hey Fitzy, I know you fell down off a scooter, but was the road asphalt? That was the dad joke of the day right there. Good job, everyone, giving me the business. I deserve it. And am I ready? You betcha, buddy.
Beautiful. Your 60 seconds begin right now.
Okay, you know what? There's been so much drama, so much dysfunction, and too much negativity surrounding Boston sports recently, from the Jason Tatum injury, Brad Marchand hoisting a cup in our face, and of course, everything Rafael Devers. I thought, after yesterday's discussion of the New England Patriots, with no mention of the offense as the reasons why we should be looking forward to this summer and this fall, guys, I would want to share something positive. So allow the Timeline King to join the party via this audio from Megan Donnellini.
You know what I'm saying? So every time the ball is there, it's a bag of money. We can't let that hit the floor because that's somebody else's. So just being able to make those plays, just showing that I compete against those top-tier guys against the league, and it makes me excited because Gonzo is, I think it's an iron sharp and iron thing. So going against Gonzo is going to help me and better my game.
That would be the guy that I call Timeline King, because every time I open up social media, he is dominating the timeline with nothing but accolades, positive vibes, and great plays. Kyle Williams, rookie wide receiver of your New England Patriots. He says every pass thrown his way is a bag of money, so don't ever drop the money because everybody benefits from a big catch. He's excited to go up against possibly the best cornerback in football this summer in camp. This guy, folks, with his, quote, release package, is going to be a real positive this summer and this fall. Can't wait to watch.
Shout out to the release package.
Ted, he looks like he's 16 years old.
He does, doesn't he?
He looks so young.
But he's, I think he's a mature guy. I heard him talk after a charity event he did yesterday. The guy is really mature. I did a little interview with Karen Grigian today. So you guys might want to check that out in a couple of days.
Wait, the legend of hello, Karen Gronk's favorite.
So and it was just about the profile of player that they've been bringing in, and it seems to be the common denominator with a lot of the players is football. You know, not only just acumen, but football desire and leadership and grit. And a lot of these guys that I think they're bringing in rate really high on the grit scale, and I think Kyle Williams is one of them.
I mean, you can't have a Mike Vrabel-run team without that kind of baked into your DNA, I would imagine.
Yeah, no doubt. No, it's who Mike is, and so why wouldn't you? He had a very successful career, and I love the guy, so why wouldn't you bring in guys, you know, if that's what you know, because that's who you are, then it's easier to probably identify them and, you know, bring those guys in and put them on your team. So.
Ted, if I may, real quick, yeah. I remember last week when you got that exclusive interview with Mike as well, you guys said that you always kind of bust each other's chops, size each other up. Back in the heyday when you guys were teammates, did you, and you're such a football guy and you love sports and competition as well, but did you ever size up Vrabel and say, my God, I thought I was a football guy. This is the most football-centric human I've ever met.
I mean, I became very clear that he had a high football acumen, and then you kind of hear the history of Mike, and you go, oh, okay, he's the only child of some parents that were very, very involved in football. His dad was a very successful high school coach back in Ohio, and so he comes from a football background in the state that some thinks is, you know, one of the greatest football states in the country. So, and then also just, you know, he's constantly, hey, look for this, watch for this, do that. You know, he was a football coach on the field, in the meeting rooms, and now he's a football coach for real. So I wasn't surprised, Fitzy, to see his career go. I mean, I told everybody when he got to Houston, I told my buddy John McClain, I said, John, you know, Vrabel's going to be a head coach someday. Is that right, Teddy? Is he going to be a head coach? I said, he sure will be, and he is. So it's no surprise considering all the things that I saw in him as a player.
Love that. Cool. Awesome. All right, so we have some Patriots optimism on the table today. Mr. Stiz, Bruno, can I have 60 seconds, please?
Your 60 seconds begins right now, Daniel.
All right, so yesterday, Ted Johnson brought up the pitching philosophy and how the Red Sox seemed to be changing the way they were going about at-bats. Instead of pitching backwards, they were pitching more traditionally. You saw fastballs and fastball counts, which was really helping with the strikeouts. The whiff rate was up, all that kind of stuff. That applies itself to this weekend in a series that Red Sox fans will be watching with bated breath as the Red Sox take on Rafael Devers. Versus fastballs in 2025, Rafael Devers has a .459 slugging percentage versus a .676 slugging percentage versus breaking balls. If you look at the heat chart in the zone for Rafael Devers, his whiff percentage everywhere from above the middle of the zone, including out of the zone, is all high. He whiffs 50% of the time, specifically on pitches that are high and or up and away from him. So, far and away from the left-handed hitting Rafael Devers. So, the pitching philosophy change that you talk about, Ted Johnson, is something that should be used early and often against Rafael Devers this weekend. Strikeouts are in the cards. If you pitch him high, you pitch him away, you pitch him out of the zone with fastballs, leave the breaking balls at home, you should be able to have some success, and your fans will certainly appreciate it.
Okay. All right. First of all, that is a tomahawk ribeye medium rare with a side of potatoes for Ted Johnson, number one. And number two, Dan, can I just say it was on this day that we decided your nickname going forward, as I call you, like, you know, big baller, ball game, ball hawk. My new name for you is Heat Chart. That's all I got to say.
I like that. That's a good idea. Right. How are they going to pitch him? How does it fit in? What are his weaknesses versus what their philosophy is? It seems like that's been evolving the last couple weeks. That'll be very interesting. I can't wait. I feel like there's just going to be tension.
Yep.
Every time he goes up to bat or in plays in the field. We don't know if he's playing in the field yet, right?
We don't.
That'll be.
Oh, I wonder if the lineup will be out by the time we wrap at 6. If not, of course, you can listen to the Christian Arcand show, Ted, and Arcand will have it, and he'll overreact. If Devers, I want Devers to play the field tonight mostly just so I can hear Arcand's reaction.
I'm feeling that they won't. I feel like that's just, you know, especially at a position he hasn't played much at first base. So.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Maybe they will. We'll see.
I would wonder if he gets out. I don't know if he's going to play first because they're still, you know, working him through the ground ball progressions, all that. I would wonder if he plays third. And that in and of itself would just be wild. Just to see him in the field with a glove that he was supposed to leave at home.
Yep.
That would be the, what is the name of the tallest building in San Francisco? I forget. Whatever. Point being, it would be some insurance building. That would be a middle finger to the Red Sox, about the size of one of the pillars that holds up the Golden Gate Bridge.
No question about that, yeah. All I'm saying is use what you know about Rafi, which is going to be swinging for the fences to his disadvantage by pitching him high and pitching him away. All right, Ted Johnson, are you ready, my friend?
I'm ready, Daniel.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right, so I've been wanting to get to this story for a while, the Shedeur Sanders story. I mean, at first when the news came out that he got a speeding ticket on June 5th, you go, okay, it's a speeding ticket. We've all done that. All right. That was on June 5th. He was clocked at going 91 in a 65-mile-an-hour zone. The cost of the speeding ticket and court costs, total of $250. Well, the arraignment for that citation was June 16th. He failed to appear to that, and so that became news. And I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Just something to keep tabs on because I've been watching this Shedeur Sanders. Obviously, he went to my alma mater. I'm just curious to see, you know, how it all plays out with him and his dad in there in Cleveland. But so there's a couple of things that are starting to pile up. And then what happened after the failed appearance for the arraignment on the June 16th, guess what? He got another citation, this time at 12:30 in the morning, going 101 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. Now it's starting to pile up. Now I'm starting to go, okay, something is going on here. And this is, listen to this audio. This is Shedeur Sanders from a couple days ago when asked about these ticket citations.
He's talking about overall in life. You know, I made some wrong choices personally, and I got to own up to them. I made some, you know, not great choices.
Okay, so I don't know if you heard the tone in that, but, you know, he was laughing in the video, really just, you know, I made some bad choices. And clearly, he doesn't worry about this. And some people are going to be out there going, "What are their speeding tickets, Ted? Why do we care?" I used to say the same stuff about Johnny Manziel back in the day when I was in Houston and get ripped for it. And look how that turned out. These are signs right now from Shedeur Sanders, his behavior, that this is a precursor of what's to come, and it's not going to be good for Shedeur Sanders. Based off of just a couple of speeding tickets, he's not on top of his game. He's not focused. He's not locked in. You hear him asked about the citation. He dismissed it like it was no big deal. These are little things that add up to be big things. So watch this this story unfold. I'm really curious about it. Four quarterbacks they got into camp, man. It's crazy. Flacco, Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and now Shedeur Sanders. Guys, I don't think he's in the league in 3 years. I don't.
Wow.
I don't think he's in the league in 3 years.
I think his attitude, I'll just be completely blunt about it, Ted. His attitude sucks. It's terrible. He talk about being born on third and thinking you hit a triple and didn't get your uniform dirty in the process. This is a terrible attitude. Sloughing off a couple of speeding tickets, like I made a couple of bad choices. It just reeks of privilege. Dad'll get me out of it. And why wouldn't anyone want to be around me because of my last name? He's not doing your alma mater Buffalo Pride any good right now, Ted.
And you know what? And it's funny. You think that maybe Dion would know better. Like, football's about struggle. It's about creating an environment so that, you know, your kids overcome obstacles and you put them in a tough – like, I think, you know, Dion just – everything – I think football came easy for him. It doesn't come easy for everybody, but it came easy for him. And so I think maybe he thought, well, it would be the same for my son.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. at arenaclub.com.
I'm going to make the path easy for him, and he'll still be a great football player. No. What you do is you rob that player in person of those experiences of trying to get over obstacles and having grit. And so he didn't give that gift to him. And so I think he's going to pay the price. I don't see this kid being in the league very, very much, very long. And these are just a couple little incidents. They're small, but there's a couple there that just tell me something ain't right, man. Red flag. And this will be interesting. And just a side note, Shadur's girlfriend also got a ticket, a speeding ticket, in the last week as well. So there's something going on down there, but I don't know. Just you worry about that. You know, what was the wide receiver for Alabama out in Las Vegas that was
Henry Ruggs? Henry Ruggs, yeah.
You know, it's 12:30 in that night, going that fast. You know, if he, God forbid, he wasn't in this case drinking, but down the road, you just worry that could lead to something more dangerous, and so something to keep your eye on.
Yeah.
Have you heard Ruggs talk, guys?
He just did recently, didn't he?
He did. The haunt in his voice, Ted. It's like, it's so painful because he knows he ruined his own life, took someone else away.
Yeah.
That weight will never lift from his soul. Mm-mm. It's just terrible. And for both of them to act with such privilege and such disregard for the law as well, it is a shame. Let me ask you this. Both of you boys, who's in the league longer, Shadur or Shiloh Sanders?
Shiloh, and it's not even close. It takes a certain mindset to play in that league. It's not only athletic ability, but it's also just how you approach your job. Can you overcome disappointment? If you get beat, do you let it impact the next play? So a professional mindset is required at this level, bare minimum. I don't think Shadur has a professional mindset.
No,
I think his brothers got more. It takes humility.
Yeah.
As arrogant and conceited as these guys are, there is a humility. There's a respect for the game and the players that play in it. And if you think you can just show up and not have to put the work in, you'll find out you won't have a job very long.
You better have unbelievable talent
if
you want to act like a jackass and think you can get away with things that most other players can't.
You have to be, this is not a good example because this guy's a dirtbag, but you do have to be Tyreek Hill level talented. Like, you have to be the top of your class for people to even start to turn a blind eye
good
to
example.
It.
Good example. Terrible person, but great example.
You got Tyreek. You know, there's guys that, you know, the guys that are still playing, you know, Antonio Brown played a long time with all his stuff. They have exceptional natural ability. And so they get chance after chance after chance because they have freakishly next level genetics and abilities. And so that's why they're in the league as long as they are with all of the baggage that they bring.
You just have to be willing to accept that you're to the point of humility. You have to be willing to accept that you're not the best player right now. There are other players on your own team, let alone on other teams, that are better than you and that have earned it more than you and that have resumes that are far greater than yours. And you have to be willing to put in the work to get yourself to the point where you can call yourself the best. And I just, unfortunately, I see nothing, and there's been nothing in his path going back to college and far before that suggests to me, yeah, this guy will put in the work. If he is on the outside looking in, if he is, you know, a year away from being out of the league 2 years from now, just go on that timeline, that he's going to change something about his work ethic and the way he goes about it.
Is he going to use being the 144th pick in the fifth round as a motivational piece, or is he
right?
Or is it just not going to impact him that much? I mean, you saw what being drafted 199th meant for Brady. I mean, this is the equivalent, if not worse than Brady, in the sense that his expectation in his mind was he was at least a first rounder, if not like a top 10 pick.
Right.
And he goes all the way to the fifth round. Is it going to motivate you? Is it going to lock you in, keep you more focused? No, it doesn't seem like that's been the case at all. It seems like, you know, it's just, yeah, this is my team. I'll do my thing, and I'm going to be a quarterback, and I don't have to have that humility. Yeah, you do, bro.
Two things, Ted. One, shame on every aggregator, especially the likes of the Dove Clemens and such, who are carrying the water for the Sanders family. Excuse me.
No one's a bigger aggravator than the main one. What's his name? The draft main guru, draft guy. I can't think of his name. What's his name?
Who, Florio?
Kuiper. Mel Kiper.
Oh, my God. Mel Kiper. He borderline ruined the remainder of his career over that stuff, Ted.
I mean, he was belabored it at draft night, and it's like, bro, wipe your face off. It's, come on.
No, but honestly, like, you should see the Dove Kleeman tweeted out the video today. They embedded the video and wrote, a responsible young man who's going to be taking, you know, a franchise to the promised land in the near future. Like, ew, gross. Like, did you buy somebody like dinner and wine with that as well? It's disgusting. Yeah. It's so bad. And four words to wrap my feelings on this as well. Come on, Dylan Gabriel. I'm good, Dan.
Okay, there you go. Do we have any? Actually, no, we do have to go to break. So, Fitzy, I will end it right there. That is our 3-point stance for today.
Very well done today, guys. So, once again, Ted Johnson already out on somebody who was the pride at one time of his alma mater, Shedeur Sanders, and his reckless, immature behavior in anticipation of his first season in Cleveland. Dan Ball, he gave you the advanced scouting metrics and stats on how you pitch Rafi Devers this weekend, and I'm sure the Sox are locked in with their new pitching approach. And I'm excited about the timeline, King Kyle Williams, and what he may bring to Patriots camp and the regular season this fall. If you guys have any thoughts on that, you're welcome to join the party at 617-779-7937. Coming up, gloves are off. Let's get it on. Joe Shasky from the Morning Roast out in San Francisco promising some fireworks as we talk Devers, Giants, Red Sox, Breslow, and more. And as a nice warm-up act, they always say it's difficult to follow pets, kids, and entertainers on stage. How about Dan Ball getting you ready for Joe Shasky with a little trending sports news?
Time on a beautiful summer Friday here in the Commonwealth. Of course, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Dan Ball, and Ted Johnson coming to you from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. And now, kind enough to join us on the hotline, all the way from the West Coast, hardly the best coast, would be the co-host of the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. You know him as at ButcherBoy415. We call him Joe Shasky. He promised fireworks on Rafael Devers, everything Sox, Giants, and so much more. Joe, thanks for taking a little in-family time to join us here on WEEI on a Friday afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Fitzy. And let me tell you, West Coast is the best coast, baby. Let's go. I'm a Frisco fifth generation native. Come on. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Bring Rafi in, baby.
I'm telling you, you may think it works for you, like, oh, what a perfectly good tricycle somebody left in front of the house, but there's a reason why someone got rid of it. Just you wait until those tires pop and the rust sets in. I want to ask you about something you said earlier this week. Well, first, just give me your first initial thought of, because we all just like were completely sideswiped and bomb blasted by the Father's Day news. Us right around supper time, you probably mid afternoon. What was your first response when you heard, "Holy smokes, we just got Rafi Devers for nothing"?
Well, I mean, it's Father's Day. I'm getting ready to watch the U.S. Open restart. I'm sitting on the couch. My kid's playing ball, whatever. And all of a sudden, I don't even know who this guy is that reported it. My phone starts going crazy. I go, well, he's not a Boston guy. He's not a San Francisco guy. Some guy, Murray. And I'm calling everybody I know. And they're like, I think this is real. And then Jeff Passan comes flying over the top. And I'm like, it's real. Let's go. No, let me peel it back for a second. I know someone very close to the Red Sox, Paul Toboni. I know their whole family. He's a Frisco boy. I grew up playing ball with his entire family. And so I have watched the Red Sox from afar. I hate Boston sports. Straight up.
Yes, thank you. Bring
it. I'm going to tell you that right now. All right, no, but the truth is that I watched the Netflix doc that you guys had, and I became a big fan of Duran. I became a big fan of Fora, and a guy who was not involved in that Netflix doc at all is Rafi Devers. So I've watched from afar as assistant GM Paul Toboni, who's a San Francisco boy. I know his whole family. I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting now for this team because I have a connection. And the whole year I'm going, well, they bring in Bregman. Trevor Story's been a nightmare. And Giants fans are going, we should go after Devers. And I'm like, wait a minute, this guy doesn't want to play third base for the Red Sox, so they don't want to play him third base because he can't catch a lick. And then now he doesn't want to play first base. There's no way they're moving this guy. So when it went down, I felt like a moron because I must have yelled at 20 different callers who came out, oh, we should be going after Devers. I go, he's not going to play first base. And so this whole move stunned me. I'm shocked that he got traded. I'm shocked that the Giants pulled it off by giving you, I mean, let's call it what it is, I mean, a bunch of cast-offs. And I'm just shocked that Buster Posey found a way to swing a big-time deal. I'm blown away by the whole thing.
All right, Joe, I'll bite on something you said just a moment earlier. What's your perspective and the perspective of San Francisco sports fans on Boston sports fans? And what do you make of the state of the Red Sox as somebody who watches another team?
Well, I mean, first off, look, you got to understand that growing up in San Francisco, you guys were the lovable losers. And then in like the 00s, okay, I watched from afar. Pedro's one of my favorite players of all time, period. 98 Pedro is one of the greatest players of all time. When you throw that hard, that inside, that nasty, oh, dude, he's badass. And him and Tim Lincecum, if my life was on the line, I'm taking 98 Pedro, number one. I'm taking 2010 Tim Lincecum, number two. I'm talking about a game for my life on the line. It's definitely not Roger Clemens, who lost to Dave Stewart time and time again in the playoffs. But that being said, I watched the Red Sox rise to prominence, and it was a cool little story. But my God, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, and it was cool for every – I'm an Irish guy, okay? I'm fifth-generation Catholic Irish here in San Francisco. To watch every Irish guy jump on the Red Sox bandwagon, it was disgusting. And then to see you guys break the curse, and we were still going through our own drought, I've always watched you guys, and I go, oh, my God, I'm sick of you. And then Tom Brady, the San Mateo boy, all my cousins played against him when he was at Sarah. You know, he was going for all the stuff that Montana had, which was the greatest quarterback of all time and the legacy on it. And look, at some point I just gave in on Brady, and I'm like, look, he's the GOAT. Like, he just is. And I hate the Celtics. I went out there for game four when Steph beat you guys. And so, like, I just despise the Boston fan. You know probably why? Because you're a lot like me.
Yeah.
You know, you're insufferable and in people's face.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got a lot of like.
I love it. Yep. Hey, Joe, I'm curious to get your – was this something the owner, Greg Johnson – I mean, you look at some of the other big contracts that the Giants have on the books right now with Matt Chapman and Robbie Ray. You know, but the Rafael's Devers contract is twice as much as what those are. Were you surprised by the commitment from a financial standpoint that, you know, Greg Johnson and the Giants went with this? Or was it trending this way for them to make a move this big and you're not that surprised?
Well, so look, a couple of things here. Number one, they have failed time and time and time again to land a hitter in free agency. And I've been screaming to the high heavens, hey, look, Bonds grew up and went to the same school as Tom Brady, Sarah. So he grew up in the area. Him coming here as a big free agent changed the paradigm for the Giants. They went from Candlestick to Pac Bell, and financially, it's like going from a Pinto to a Lamborghini in terms of finances. And so I've been dying for them to spend money, but nobody wants to come here and hit in this ballpark. And if you've ever hit a golf ball at Pebble Beach on a miserable day, the marine layer keeps the ball from going out. You know what I mean? So if you're a hitter and you come here, your stats are going to be ruined. So why would you want to come here unless you have ties here? We tried to make a run at
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Judge, I mean, he used us as leverage for the Yankees, that bum. Don't even start me on that guy. We should have hit him when we played him first weekend of the year. He drives me nuts. He's a mediocre center fielder. But that being said, their best avenue was to absorb a heavy contract like this. Now, am I surprised they did it? Yes. Because we had a Poindexter, okay, a pencil pusher, an Excel spreadsheet guy running the team for 7 years, and he couldn't do anything. He was platooning a bunch of journeymen up and down the lineup. There's not a jersey my kid wanted to buy. I coach baseball in the inner city here in San Francisco. I got a program with 75 kids in it from all across the city. No one wanted a guy from the Giants' jersey on their backs. None of the kids. We had no swag. We had nothing that connected to the community. And then Buster Posey took over, and it happened in September. They re-signed Matt Chapman. They bring in Adames, and they clearly overpaid for him, but he's a really good guy, and he's friends with Devers. They have made $500 million in commitments since Buster Posey got here. So I'm not surprised because Posey's an old-school baseball guy, but I am surprised that they actually found a way to hoodwink Craig Breslow to send him to us for a kid in Kyle Harrison. Can't find the strike zone.
Oh, God. You're talking to Mr. Low Energy himself, co-host of the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco, Joe Shasky, who I would love to absolutely pull up to the bar at 21st Amendment and have a couple and argue Boston sports versus San Francisco sports all night. You're coming to me from one of my favorite cities in America, if not the world. And I do love the fact, Joe, it is not lost on a guy, a Tom Brady stan and Boston sports lifelong superfan like myself, that it took somebody like a San Mateo / Bay Area boy in Tom Brady to come unlock the next level for Boston sports. That's why I want the statue of... That's why I want the statue of him they're about to unveil outside of Gillette Stadium in August to be taller than Christ the Redeemer, because he means that much to all of us.
Oh, I love it.
But
I love
as far,
it. I love
he's,
it.
Oh, it's he's the best. He's the greatest. And I mean, you know, Bragg.
No, he really
Ted,
is. He
Ted,
really
Ted,
is.
Ted played with him and won 3 Super Bowls with him, for God's sake. So
taught him everything he knows.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I like to sit. That's why I like to sit extra close to Teddy in studio, just for Brady osmosis. Anyway, so about Rafael Devers, I'm curious about how you and San Francisco fans, who are super pumped and jazzed like a shirtless Pete Carroll about Rafael Devers coming to town for a bag of balls and nothing else, right? Or at least a couple of stiffs from your minor league roster and your bullpen. I'm curious if you guys have any sort of fear of the other shoe dropping, meaning like when he becomes a malcontent or when and if his bad attitude shows up, because you can think that when you finally start dating this girl, everything's wine and roses, but everyone tells you like soon enough, she's out till 2 a.m. and she's hooking up with other guys and it's only a matter of time. Like we tried to talk ourselves into Porzingis being the answer to the Celtics and they won a championship, but again, now he got hurt all over again and we got to move on from him. So how do you feel about that?
All right, so a variety of things. Number one, let's get to the attitude. Dude, I root for the Warriors and Draymond Green. The guy punched the lights out of a teammate before, okay? I will look the other way if you can, you know, do some things on the field, if I'm Devers here, and you can hit. If the guy can mash, I'll look the other way. One of my favorite players of all time is Barry Bonds. He's probably the biggest jerk in the last 40 years in professional sports who was actually good. So I think it would be very hypocritical for me to not say, like, the old classic talent over tolerance. Right. So if the kid's talented and he shows it, then I'm willing to be tolerant regarding the attitude and all this stuff. Look, he said all the right stuff early on. I'll play any position. It was a total middle finger to the Boston Red Sox, to the fans, to everyone. I mean, we know how this goes. But I remember how I felt on your guys' side when T.O. left the Niners and we traded him for a bag of chips. And he shows up and he's making sweet music with Donovan McNabb and Andy Reid. I would be livid too. Trust me, I've been there. I get it. I do get it. But again, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So in this particular circumstance, we were down so bad. We're going up against the freaking juggernaut Dodgers. Do you see what they got in their lineup? They got your boy Mookie, one of the worst trades in the history of baseball, the Babe notwithstanding. They got Shohei Ohtani. They got Freddie Freeman. I hate their guts. We needed something. So I would just say this. Thank you, Craig Breslow, for having no human interactions whatsoever in your life to treat this guy like a normal human being and actually just be honest with him. Like, I don't know what happened, but here's the thing. I would also acknowledge this. Clearly, Raffy.
You're welcome.
Raffy did some, I would say, dumb stuff. You know, you can't piss off the owner. If the owner's giving you hundreds of millions of dollars, you got to look him in the eye and you got to play ball with him. That's number one. Number two, come on, man. How are you going to look at your teammates and not play first base? I mean, come on. I know you want to play third. I know you're angry. I know you're hurt. But, like, you know how sports is. I mean, you get an opportunity. You got to make the most of it. I know that you're well paid and all this stuff. You got to meet me in the middle here. I just think he was done with the whole situation.
Interesting. Good stuff, Joe. And last question for us. I'm just curious. You've described him basically to the most part to the prospects that the Red Sox got back as, you know, a ham sandwich and a bag of balls. But can you expand on that a little bit more? I mean, what are we getting in Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, and the other two position players? I mean, is there any chance at all that one of these players turns out to be something?
Look, I'm obsessed with the Giants minor league system. Okay, so I'm probably the perfect person to ask. I like Tibbs. Tibbs has been hitting in low single. He's a rookie, though. I mean, he just got drafted last year, and he just really started to catch fire the last month or so. Defensively, I guess he leaves a lot to be desired. I don't know how that plays in your ballpark. Maybe they move him to left field. I don't know. I really don't know down the line. The kid can hit, though. I like him. I actually do like him. I think he can be a player. I mean, he's no Raffy Devers at the plate, but, you know, we'll see. Kyle Harrison, this is a local boy. He grew up 25 minutes outside of San Francisco pitching for one of the better high school programs in the area. I have followed him from the beginning of his career. I knew about him, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago before he even got drafted by the Giants because of my affiliations with baseball around here. The kid was a stud. At one point, he was the number two prospect in all of baseball as a pitcher behind Paul Skeens. What I have seen from him in the 40 or so starts, and I'm rooting for him. Trust me, I like the kid. I'm rooting for him. He is a one-pitch guy right now. He's a fastball guy. He leaves it up, okay? He doesn't trust the changeup, and he has no slider curve. They call it a sweeper. I don't know what it is. He can't get it over for a strike if life depended on it. But here's the part I don't understand. Andrew Bailey, who your pitching coach is right now, was his pitching coach the last couple of years in San Francisco. So whatever he was doing clearly wasn't working. They're going to have to go back to the workshop here, and they got to work on this kid's confidence. He's got to get another pitch over for a strike. I thought he reminded me of a young Madison Bumgarner early on. He just has not lived up to the hype at all. I think he's multiple years away. That being said, if you can get him right, I mean, a high-end lefty prospect who's only 23, it's a good get. But it's not an everyday player who's going to back close to 300 and hit 30 and drive in 100. We needed that. We have pitching. So I love this deal for the Giants, and thank you, Boston.
I'll tell you right there, folks, there is a man whose breath burns hotter than that of a kaiju attacking San Francisco on the silver screen. He is the card-carrying member of the San Francisco Giants fan club, as well as a co-host of the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco, Joe Shasky. Give him a follow at ButcherBoy415. This was the first time in Shasky. I hope it is not the last. Good luck this weekend, my guy, and thanks for some time.
I'm going to the game tonight with my cousin, and I'm hoping Debbie's at first base. Oh, my God, your guys' heads are going to explode.
Please, please, if whenever you put any social media out, if Devers gets a hit, a home run, or plays first, at us, include us, and just rub our faces in it, okay?
I will. I will, and vice versa. And by the way, I am pulling for the Patriots now that no one cares about them in the country. So now that no one cares about them, I will pull for them. Go Drake May. Boys, have a look. Oh, last thing. Your stadium is still one of the best. I went to the interleague game against Giants Red Sox 2007 when Bonds hit the home run off Wakefield. I'm a baseball lifer. Fenway is a pilgrimage for a sports fan. Yeah. It's one of the sickest spots on the planet. You guys are so lucky. And that's it. Call me anytime, boys.
Thanks, Joe.
I appreciate you. Joe Shasky, thanks very much for joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Guys, I think he gave us a couple of nuggets we could probably chew on, a few things to react to.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Man, that was great.
I want his coffee. My God.
Yeah, seriously. Lucky Energy ain't got nothing on Joe Shasky.
No kidding.
That was great. Really appreciate the time. 617-779-7937. We'll react to some of the things that our pal Joe Shasky from San Francisco gave us as well. 4 o'clock hour, we'll talk some NBA finals, a little football as well. 5 o'clock is around the corner. Having a great time here on WEEI Afternoons. Don't go anywhere.
Pleasure doing business with you, San Francisco.
Surprised because Posey's an old school baseball guy, but I am surprised that they actually found a way to hoodwink Craig Breslow to send him to us for a kid in Kyle Harrison can't find the strike zone.
Our conversation with Joe Shasky brought to you, as one texter reminded us, by 1980s style West Coast cocaine. It's a hell of a ride. That was electric. Fireworks were promised, Dan. And I believe they were delivered.
How do I answer the question? He just sent a follow-up text to me because we were chatting before the interview. Love he said, hope I brought it. And I'm not really sure how I should answer that.
He called me a big baby when I phone screened him.
Did he really? Yeah,
what did you say?
Nothing. He just said everyone in Boston, and you included, are big babies.
Oh, that's how you set the tone.
You know what that, Ted, you know what that interview reminded me of? Like, when you get on a ride at a theme park, you know, amusement park, whatever, and people have told you, like, oh, you know, it's got some loop-de-loops and whatnot, but it's not that bad. And then it's basically like the wildest, craziest, most vomit-inducing ride you've been on. And afterwards, you're like, oh, I can't believe I did that. That's awesome. Let's do it again.
Do it again and do it again and do it again. Yeah, that was the ride Grease Lightning at Astroworld in Houston. So Listening to Joe Shasky was like riding Grease Lightning from Astroworld when I was a kid, no doubt.
So what do we think, boys? The Bay Area is excited to have Rafi Devers or what?
I mean, how do you not, you guys? This is never brought up, but I mentioned this yesterday, that the San Francisco Giants haven't had a 30 home run hitter since 2004 when
right.
Barry Bonds was there. And, you know, I think I've always heard this about the ballpark being not a you know, hitters-friendly ballpark, but the fact that it discourages really good hitters from signing there, it's interesting. Like, wow, you know, they had to trade for a guy to get you know, that home run hitter there. So they have to be over the moon to get Rafi when you consider it has been over 20 years since they have had a power hitter like Rafi Devers.
And Joe hit on something super important with that group, too, where it hasn't been for a lack of trying. They've really been the West Coast version of the interest kings out there, where they were the runner-up to Aaron Judge, and John Heyman famously tweeted out, you know, Giants sign Arson Judge, and then spelled it wrong and then deleted the tweet, and he ended up going to the Yankees. I'm pretty sure they were in on Ohtani. They were at least mentioned in the Soto sweepstakes. They had all this money they really wanted to spend. It was the Giants and the Toronto Blue Jays, for whatever reason, that were dying to bring in that big bat that just couldn't. So you're right, you have to package assets. When you're in that situation, you have to develop assets properly and then package them in the right way for the players when you see fit. So they have Matt Chapman signed long term, and they have Rafael Devers and Fitzy. I guess those are the two that are going to try to lead this team back to the playoffs, because they and the Red Sox are in rarefied air in Major League Baseball in this century in terms of how much their franchises have seen winning.
Yeah, and that was a great little nugget lost in the bluster and bombast of the very fun conversation with Joe Shasky, that the marine layer, the proprietary weather system around San Francisco and the Bay Area, is a reason why it's difficult to knock balls out of Oracle. I had never really thought of that before, but that's also sort of just like why Luis Castillo didn't want to leave Seattle to come to Boston, because he thought he would actually lose money in the tax switch as well. So it's always the devil being in those little details.
You guys would know about the marine layer if you've played Pebble Beach, I'm sure, that on the seventh hole. So sometimes it's a pitching wedge, and then sometimes, because of the marine layer, you got to hit a 7-iron on that hole, you know? So when you guys play it, you know, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
617-777. I'm sorry, but yeah. Now, Stiz, when you stop trying to knock it around the windmill or through the clown's mouth and you actually go out and play some Pebble Beach, you all understand what Ted's talking about, right?
Absolutely.
You're working on your golf game.
I am. Golfing. Yeah, Dan and I are going to go golfing this summer.
Oh, very good.
Absolutely. You me and Turf.
I'll take you out anytime. Wait, if you guys want to play, the four of us can go play anytime. That'd be a no-brainer. And we'd have to have Frizoco follow along and make a documentary of Stanley's first 18. Holes, that is. All right, never mind. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. Coming up top of the next hour, oh boy, the Thunder got rolled last night in Indiana, forcing a Game 7. We'll find out from Ted Johnson exactly what happened to his team that was not crowned an NBA champion. And is there a chance that the Indiana Pacers pull off the upset Sunday night? We'll get to that, then some football. Good times here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.